we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is our dose, our number two. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday worldwide transmission. We're going to premiere several investigative reports on the Hegelian dialectic, and Edward Bernays coming up at the end of the hour. But we had an amazing interview with Bob Fletcher, who was one of the big whistleblowers on Iran-Contra about weather weapons and the strange things we're seeing happening with the weather. Of course, we could just pay all our money to Al Gore and his climate fund, and he'd fix it all. Thank goodness for the man Bear Pig, part half man, half bear, half pig, man, bear pig. You're like, wait a minute, there's only two halves. Shut up. If you question us, you're mentally ill and need to be arrested. Everyone knows that. In fact, look at me right now. I obviously am mentally ill. I don't want to be a slave. I remember a few weeks ago when NBC released that tape, I said it sounded doctored to get everybody fighting with each other. And now they admit that they doctored it. It wasn't a mistake. They won't release who did it. You know, NBC is basically run by the White House. So is MSNBC. I guess that little, you know what, didn't fall too far from the tree. That little dropping, a little leaving. NBC News apologizes for error in editing of Trayvon Martin. The original call ran as follows. You can look it up online. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good. Or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around, looking about. Dispatcher, okay. And this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? Zimmerman, he looks black. The altered NBC News version, they've been pulling off the web everywhere, simply ran this way. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Think about that. Now, why would the White House that runs those little hoodwinkers and, you know, has meetings weekly with Media Matters to demonize everybody and to fling race around. I mean, they use it. You're like, I don't want government health care. That's a racist. Whatever his name is, I saw him say that on Carlos Watson. I saw him say that. Chris Matthews of Slimeball. I remember during the health care thing, you're racist if you don't want government-run health care. You're like, what does that have to do with it? Shut up, racist. What did that professor say, Norgard? She said, you are mentally ill if you don't believe man-made global warming is real and want to do all the stuff we say, and you're a racist. You're like, but what does it have to do with racism? The carbon taxes are meant to shut down the third world. That sounds pretty racist. Shut up, racist. You're like, but it's not about race. I mean, I want everybody to have power, everybody to have, you know, electricity. Shut up, racist. Okay, but actually, I don't think the left should be aborting 52% of all the blacks that would have been born. Shut up, racist. Well, strawberry ice cream. Shut up, racist. We're serving vanilla. If you don't like it, you're racist. Okay, well, I think we should have more property rights or lower taxes. Shut up, racist. I mean, this is what these people do. It's like, you know, I think it's pretty hot today out there. Shut up, racist. You know, I really don't want to clean out your cat box. Shut up, racist. Okay, well, I don't want a world government. Shut up, racist. I've had so much national media here, and I'm going, yeah, they're setting up a global government. Megabanks run it. Let me show you clips of world leaders saying it. Are you sure this isn't racist code, Alex? I'm like, I don't know. You always say it's racist code. It makes everybody then look into it and think it has something to do with race. Again, they either say you're a conspiracy theorist for not believing known certified liars, or they say you're a racist. And it just doesn't work anymore. It's about them controlling the moral high ground and putting you off balance. It's like saying, hey, buddy, why are you stealing my car? Did you just rape your wife? No, you're in my car hotwiring it. Why'd you rape your wife? And then jumping out of their car and saying, he just hit me. He just assaulted me. And you're like, no, I didn't. You're robbing my car. I could assault you. Shut up, racist. Shut up, mentally ill person. And you're like, well, I'm not the one that's even shouting. They're like, shut up. I'm a trendy. I control reality. Do what I say. Obama, shut down people being able to vote on climate change. We got to take control. We know best. We have chicken necks. We are idiots. We control everything. We're the bosses. We'll be right back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh, yeah. There's a war on for your mind, and I'm here to wake you up and realize it so you can get in the fight. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a piece for your eyes to see? An explosion of catastrophe like nothing you've ever seen before. Watch closely as I open this door.
Reality. Nothing can compete with the truth overload. Nothing can compete with reality and all its beauty and all its pain. The highs and lows. Do you need it? I know I need it. Once you get the truth, you never go back. Once you take the red pill, you see how deep the rabbit hole goes. It is Easter Sunday. It is the 8th day of April, 2012, and we are now into hour number 2. Coming up in the final segment of this hour, we'll look at mind control, the war on for your mind that I was just mentioning. We'll examine the Hegelian dialectic of manipulation and philosophy and how it ties into Edward Bernays, the father of modern brainwashing in advertising. That's coming up. But first, former businessman who got caught up in Iran-Contra, was an Iran-Contra whistleblower, Bob Fletcher, joins us. He was one of the first people that I ever saw ferret out the UN treaty on weather manipulation. With all the big tornadoes we saw last weekend in Dallas and some of the strange things that are happening, I thought we'd talk to Bob Fletcher about weather weapons that have now been declassified. We're not in Kansas anymore. And more meteorologists are mapping this and saying, look, there are more tornadoes. It's not just that we have more Doppler and better radar so we know when they happen. But now they're hitting populated areas statistically more than they did in the past in areas that were already built up. It's not like we built up more, so more is being hit. That's part of it. No, cities are being hit more. It was like someone was steering, some said hundreds, some estimates are hundreds that form, but more than a dozen that hit the ground, 800 homes hit, carnage, Fort Worth, Dallas, you know, again, my old stomping ground where I'm from, and meteorologists are in MSNBC calling it very unusual. Enter the fact that earthquakes are associated in tectonic weapons with auroras forming even in the daytime. Magnetic field, like you normally only see at the North and South Poles, where the magnetic lines come into the Earth and then out, the Earth's shield from the sun coming in at the North and Southern Poles. You will see these vortexes form with all these other populations being hit in Chile and Pakistan and hitting right in key population centers in a few years ago in Haiti. I mean, it is getting really weird. And they admit they've got this, but it's classified. And enter Paul Watson's latest article. Another Wisconsin town reports strange booms, flashes of light. And it's getting crazy. And the feds have said, do not investigate. And again, historically, these are associated then with these weather pop-ups. Again, you can get flashes of light and booms with natural tectonic activity. Bob Fletcher, great to have you back with us. How did you first discover that weather weapons were being deployed and used? When did you discover it? You know, you're an Iran-Contra whistleblower, a successful businessman.
Okay. And it's a pleasure to be back. I really enjoyed doing the program. Well, basically, I had, because of ending up being a federal witness in the Iran-Contra thing and being a witness, a federal witness relative to the Krestic Institute's lawsuit back in the 80s, which was basically basically a legal action on of racketeering filed against all of those people that were involved with the Iran-Contra stuff. They actually had filed that legal action, as a matter of fact, prior to the expose that became the Iran-Contra inquiry. I was ended up being a witness in all of that, and that was what just switched on the light when I found out, and was right in the middle of it, when I found out what kind of unbelievable lies and deviant stuff that was going on with the people that we were hoping was leading our country in the right direction. The Senate, the Congress, CIA, the FBI, these guys were supposed to be the protectors of America as opposed to being the drug smugglers and the assassins of America, because that's what I found out to be a reality. And because I was there, I've been there, done that, I saw it. I sat in on conversations with these generals that were involved with the weapons and joking about where they were going to go next with where the next war was going to be and things of that sort. And these guys profiting. And, of course, that originally the tremendous amount of the weapons, illegal weapons, stolen weapons, and drugs and all that, the real big input was started in the Vietnam War, you know, where they were smuggling the narcotics back and actually the carcasses of our own soldiers, which I can't think of anything more absolutely disgusting than something like that. And all of that, that was what opened my eyes. All right, so I started investigating and having people contact me after at the congressional and Senate level. You know, there are a few guys always up there that are honest and legitimate. They're not there very long because they either become removed by assassination, for crying out loud, or they're simply removed by having somebody beat them in the next election by illegitimate voting or whatever the case may be. But they remove the good guys as quick as they can. But there were always some good people up there that were looking into serious problems. So now in that time frame here, we're talking going into the early 90s, and I was investigating and being involved with several different inquiries out of at the Senate and congressional level with some good guys. Dante Fisel was out of Florida, was concerned with the financial fraud going on, and several others doing things like that. They were kind of under the radar. These are not people that get a lot of media coverage, but they're trying to do the right thing. And, of course, Sonny Bono was another one. We get into that story some other time.
Yeah, we covered that last week. So how did you discover weather weapons? Because now
here's what happened. I get a phone call because, you know, when you're doing this stuff, I get all kinds of really great stuff where people would just send me information and they would say, you know, don't mention my name, you know, but if you want to risk your life, here's some information. You know, I kind of get a kick out of that. But so I got a phone call and somebody said, how about the weather control as a weapon? And I said, you know, I was like you. I was incredible. I said, what? And he said, yeah, you know, they're working on this thing where they can control the weather and actually use it as a weapon of war. And I said, well, wow, I mean, if you could do that, that would be really something. I mean, you could wipe out a country, either financially or physically, do all sorts of destruction and things, but it wouldn't be like a nuclear thing. You know, you nuke a place, you can't go in there for 100 years, so that's not a good way to take over a country or cause them problems. But if you could control the weather, that really would be something. And of course, but my reaction was, you know, okay, well, listen, you know, I got 800 things to do this month, so next month I'll look into it. And he said, you know, we have a treaty that we've signed back many years ago with at the United Nations.
Yeah, that was in what, 1976?
That was right. It was 70. Technically, it was 78. But it was started, I guess, around 76. You know, and I, you know, at that time, of course, nobody knew about this, all right? And it wasn't out in front. And I said, well, I mean, if I could find a treaty, you know, that's actually signed relative to weather control and being able to do this stuff, that would really be something. So I said, okay, I'll look into it.
Stay there. We're going to see what you found next. Because, folks, I mean, look at how they keep hitting all these cities with these tornadoes. And they keep hitting mainly only in the cities. And even the meteorologists are saying, this is weird and they're coming out of nowhere. It's not natural. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, folks. We take you now to the interview we did with whistleblower Bob Fletcher. method of the madness. I mean, I know they're good at controlling us, but more and more I realize the elite themselves are psychos who are out of control and who are probably going to end up destroying us, Bob.
There's no question about it. And you know, part of some of my earlier discoveries was the old Iron Mountain report, which I'm sure you've done.
Yes.
Reports on, and for the people that don't understand what that was, it was a report actually put together in the early 60s under John F. Kennedy originally, and then passed on to Johnson, of course, after he took his step up to the presidency. But the Iron Mountain report, which there was always a big argument whether that was real or not real and all that, but there was specifically, they laid out the steps that were necessary to be taken in the United States of America at the government level as we moved into a one-world government where we no longer were targeting Russia and Red China and et cetera, and vice versa. When we reached that point in La-La Land, when the whole world was one big government, what was going to be the financial steps taken, the psychological checks, the steps, the emotional steps, what has to be done to control America? And this was the important point, was as they moved out of a constitutional government into world government, because the idea was, obviously, you can't have a constitution that gives the people the rights to do what we have been doing for 200 years in the United States of America when we move into a non-aggressive mode. We have no enemies. So in the report, it says we have to come up with synthetic enemies that are equal to the dynamics of that they are artificial enemies that might kill us, the same as Russia or Red China might with atomic weapons, for example. So they write in the report, they put in there, you know what, we can use terrorists, unknown, unspecified, mystical terrorists that would cause us constant threat, because they said to themselves that if we're taking all this money out of the pockets of the taxpayers right now on the basis of weapons that we have to protect ourselves from Russia and the Red Chinese, and if we no longer have them as enemies, we still want to be able to take the same amount of money out of their pockets, so we have to convert into a new enemy. They talked about unknown terrorism, and they talked about maybe UFOs, maybe utilizing the concept of aliens threatening the future of the world, and everybody would come together under one big umbrella, and we can slowly eliminate the Constitution. That's literally written out in the Iron Mountain Report.
And by the way, that came out in the 1960s. That got leaked, and it's all come true. The RAND Corporation, I've interviewed Alex Abella, who wrote a best-selling book about World War II, and so the RAND Corporation liked it and thought that they'd analyzed him and brought him in. He's one of the only people to ever be given access to their annals. And he's come on the show, and he said it was all true. The end of the family, world government, phasing out all liberty, just a nightmare future. That is literally what they're establishing.
It is. It was written and created in the 60s. It was a 30-year plan originally, basically, which we pretty much absorbed that at this point in time. Up through that would have put it into the 90s. They thought it would take that long to accomplish what they had to do. They laid out steps 1 through 9, by the way, which included world currency, which, of course, they're moving towards the power being transferred to the United Nations or some other such organization on weapons and things of that sort, to move it out of the immediate control of individual nations, which includes us. And
look at Obama telling Congress, you're no longer over war, and Congress sits there and takes it. And
yes.
The generals tell him, you're not the boss anymore.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, they had this fantastic big story that happened. I was contacted because I was out at this time in the 90s all over the United States doing speaking engagements, presentations before I became injured. And I was NBC or ABC contacted me, and they said, Mr. Fletcher, you're talking about this thing called the Iron Mountain Report. And I said, yes. And he said, would you come on, and I think it was 60 Minutes. It was one of the major programs. Would you debate the fella that is still alive, the old gentleman that actually originally wrote that book that exposed, you know, the expose of this?
Leonard Lewin.
Leonard Lewin. And he says, because Leonard Lewin is telling us that that he just made that all up, that it was all just a novel that he actually put together. And I asked this guy, I said, as a matter of fact, the producer I was talking to, his name was Rick Nelson. Anyhow, sidebar. So I said to him, have you read The Iron Mountain? And he said, no, I haven't, which didn't surprise me. I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. First off, absolutely, I will go on to, and debate him face to face on your program. And I said, I'm ready to do it next week. You just let me know. I said, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to sit face to face with me with the information that I've got on this. And he says, oh, yes, he's already said he would do it. I said, okay, good. I said, but you need to also go over that Iron Mountain report. Well, he called me back in about 4 days, and he said, Ms. Fletcher, the network has decided they didn't want to do this. And I said, oh, well, how about that? I said, did you read that report? And he says, yes. I said, did you show it to your superiors, what's actually in that book? And he said, yes. And I said, well, that's why they're saying they don't want to do it. So the bottom line was that I told him, I said, look, if this guy wrote this as a novel, then one of two things has taken place. The United States covert government looked at it and decided it was so great that they would model the entire future of the United States and the destruction of our constitutional government on the basis of this guy's novel. That's one thing. Otherwise, this guy is the greatest psychic that ever lived, because every single thing that he put into this report is taken place, has either taken place already, or they only have 4 more steps, and they're going to be destroying the constitutional government on the basis of this guy's novel. But anyhow, the upshot was all of a sudden they changed from being terribly excited on having me do this show to calling back and saying NBC or whoever it was, I don't recall right today, whoever it was, they weren't going to do it anymore. So that's the end of that.
Thanks for listening on Easter Sunday. We'll be back with more of Bob Fletcher. I'm Alex Jones.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jones here. Be sure and visit our news websites, Infowars.com. You can also watch streaming video of the radio show when it's live, and all of my films archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a 15-day free trial running there right now if you want to check out the 9 years of work there. That's right. I've been on air for 17 years, but for 9 years, we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. 9 years this April. So it's now 9 years up and running. PrisonPlanet.tv. We take you back now to this encore interview with whistleblower Bob Fletcher.
To get back also to the, I don't know where they are now. You know, we have some natural things taking place in the weather. There are weather changes going on that might be put into strictly the category of natural weather changes.
Well, Mars has its ice caps melting. The entire solar system has been going through changes, and paying Al Gore money won't stop the ice caps melting on Mars.
Correct. So, but they do exist. But what they've ended up being able to do, so that people have a handle on this, just in general with weather control, they moved from what used to be the archaic manner by which trying to change the weather with seeding with a variety of chemicals and things of that, to what is now electronic means to alter and control the weather. And basically by using frequencies, plasma beams, and superheating the ionosphere in a specific targeted place, they can actually superheat the water, let's say the ocean, over a given square miles, or they can superheat at the same time the ionosphere, causing that weather change that normally might happen by nature with a hot and a cold weather hitting each other.
Exactly. They go, that's what Livingston said, you know, the father of weather weapons. He said they go and find already the tipping point area, and that's where they can get full control. They can create hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute had certified it by 67. They can kill them, weaken them, make them stronger, and steer them.
Yes, and that's the big point. That's exactly what he's saying is exactly what I was about to say, and that's it. Now, there's three parts to this thing now, too, in terms of who is doing it. We are doing it. We are doing it profusely with under the HAARP program is only one part of it. The acres and acres of the antennas, towers, and all that up in Alaska. There's another location similar to that on around the equator area, but we have moved into using aircraft and satellites. All right, so you can do like a triangulation assassination would do with two or three people shooting at one person. You have the same kind of a triangulation application with plasma beams from two or three different places, two satellites and maybe one ground base, and hit a given area very specifically, so many miles up and so many miles east and west, superheat the atmosphere. And this is where also these some of the contrails come in. Some of the contrails they discovered, again, was I think an accidental thing a few years ago, but that certain types of material, et cetera, would could hold temperature if they were floating in the air. They found out they became conductive to hold an increased temperature. So if you put out a contrail in a given area, hit it with these totally invisible, like a microwave beam.
Well, that's what the other scientists have told me, is that it's not just that they're adding some of the jet fuel that aerosolizes in some cases, or they have special jet planes, you know, that go out and do heavy chemtrailing, but that the beams they're firing into it is already resonating with natural nuclei forming out of the ice crystals, and they're using the airwaves as the exhaust paths and the ice crystals as systems to beam data down over the horizon radar, heating the atmosphere. It's everything.
Yes, and that's the problem. It does. It gets into a lot of different areas. And by the way, in 1995, when I had just was receiving the, it was late 94 when I first got the United Nations treaty. Very late. I mean, it's like the end of the year. At the beginning of 95, I was able to get, again, utilizing a friend out of Washington, et cetera, I contacted the right person, and they sent me what amounted to being probably 1,000 documents. It was two cardboard cartons, and they came basically, this came out of the United States Air Force, and it was their entire weather as a force multiplier. It was the entire concept of not only how they were doing it or planned to do it and how it's being put together, but global weather networking. The application of military systems for weather modification operations.
And by the way, you said this 15, 16 years ago. It's all been declassified now. The exact names that you've used, what they've talked about. And again, Bill Gates says that he's going to have this global weather bureau that controls your weather. And see, if you don't pay him, well, then some bad things are going to happen.
It's amazing. Now, and also to say that I said something just briefly or a couple of minutes ago, there's a three-sided deal to this now. All right, so we have what I call the covert government, the secret government that's trying to control and mess up America's future here and putting it all into their pockets, so to speak. One world government control.
They're threatened by freedom because it will stop their monopoly. They're bad guys.
Right. And what they've also done now, however, way back a long time ago, the Russians were involved with us directly at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories. The Russians were even given an award for their cooperation, but they were here in Lawrence Livermore Laboratories working with our scientists on some of the earlier concepts on this many years ago. So what happened was the Russians back in the 90s, around the period of time that I was getting a hold of all of this, the Russians set up a company called Elate, E-L-A-T-E, and this was the Russian weather control and modification.
And they don't hide it. That's why they cleared things out for the Red Square events. I mean, they advertise they control the weather.
Right. They actually said that back in the 90s that for a couple of $100 American, a farmer could get guaranteed rain over his area and all that. Now, I don't know if they ever got to be good enough to do that, but when they started becoming running out of money, okay, when they all fell apart and all the rest of that, they sold this technology that they had, that they had actually developed with us, hand in hand, behind, under the table, all right? They sold a tremendous amount of this to the Red Chinese. So Red China now, with all of their money, see, they're able to purchase all of these weapons and things that previously they didn't have. They could, because now they have more money than they know what to do with, because we buy everything through Kmart and Walmart. But anyhow, so now what we end up with, we have the Russians with the potential to do it. We have the Americans' covert operations doing it. And we have the potential of the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese Weather Control Modification Organization has 37,000 employees. Read my lips, 37,000. Now, of course, this is spread out all over. They do a little bit of everything. But that's how big the Chinese weather modification operation is.
Amazing. Stay there. I can't believe this has gone by so fast. We're going to have you back up again. And we'll be right back. I've got some key insights. I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. Reach the home stretch on this Easter Sunday transmission, blasting out on the AM and FM dial and online at Infowars.com. Now I want to go to clips from our nightly news transmission, Infowars Nightly News, on the Hegelian dialectic. Then we segue into Edward Bernays, the father of modern propaganda.
The global banking cartel has used one tried and true process to create wars, rob us of our currency, and eat away at our substance. This process of control over the masses is called the Hegelian dialectic. So what is it, and how is it being used today? German philosopher George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel devised a dialectic, or method to resolve a disagreement between outcomes. A dialectic is made up of three attributes: thesis, an idea or opinion; antithesis, the opposite idea or opinion; and synthesis, the alchemic process to bring together a wanted change. It is commonly referred to as order out of chaos, and is waged against the masses in many forms. Saul Alinsky, self-avowed Marxist, proponent of the Hegelian dialectic, published this in Rules for Radicals: any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude toward change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. George Bush became the hero of 9/11 simply due to the fact that he was the president, and then rammed through legislation that threatened our liberties as we all complacently stood by and allowed it to happen. A manufactured crisis occurs, thesis. George Bush answers it by rallying public opinion and becoming the host of the tragedy, antithesis. Thus, owning the crisis through synthesis. Equilibrium is attained. All of the once separate parts of the plan are joined together. In this example, the Patriot Act acting as the equilibrium on the desired road to tyrannical fascism in America.
They're too good at what they're doing. They create the crisis on record. They sell the fraud. Then they say, give us more power. Give up your sovereignty, Europe, America, and we'll fix it. But then it only implodes faster. They make bigger bonuses, but they're destroying their own golden goose. They're hacking it open greedily. When it's giving them a golden egg every morning, they think there's eggs inside. I think the point you made of because they're on record creating this to consolidate power. They bragged about it. Those memos have been made public by Goldman Sachs and others. But they're going to fry things so badly, the bankers are all running to private islands with their own security teams. I mean, like they want to rule everything so much and have just so many digits in their bank accounts that they're going to devalue the value of the digits through their sheer greed.
That is a possibility. And if you look at the Hegelian dialectic, if that crisis at the beginning spins out of control, they lose the tail end of the dialectic, don't they? There will be no synthesis at the end. They'll be lucky if they survive.
Another method to manipulate the masses is the use of two opposing views to attain the desired view. Politician A espouses the first view. Politician B counters with a different view. A clear example of this was the debate over the unconstitutional NDAA bill of 2012.
I strongly believe that the United States government should not have the ability to lock away its citizens for years and perhaps decades without charging them and providing a heightened level of due process. We don't pick up citizens. We don't incarcerate them for 10 or 15 or 20 years or until hostilities end, and no one knows when they will end, without giving them due process of law.
The great concern that we have now in terms of the security of the homeland is from so-called homegrown terrorists, radicalized Americans. So these people, in my opinion, have taken sides. They've joined the enemy. And to have this body at this time, as the threat of homegrown terrorism rises, say no, they can't be treated as enemy combatants, is not only doesn't make sense, and is totally unresponsive to the facts that I've just described.
President Obama threatened to veto the bill as long as it contained the section concerning due process, and then quickly changed his mind before the final version was voted through Congress. Obama then told the media that the version he had signed was revised to eliminate any threat to freedom of American citizens, even though this was not true, and the bill gives extraordinary powers to detain American citizens without a trial. The media synthesized Obama's lie by claiming that Obama will not use the powers he now has. The desired result is synthesized by mainstream media as they turn a blind eye to the debate. The American people cave into the lie because the process it is attached to seems so familiar. John Bound, InfoWars Nightly News.
To better understand the current state of modern-day media manipulation, we must first look at the father of propaganda, Edward Bernays. His influence on the 20th century rivaled that of his uncles, Sigmund Freud, as Bernays pioneered the idea of crowd psychology with Freud's psychoanalytical ideas in what would become a new political ideal on how to control the masses. In his 1928 book, Propaganda, Bernays wrote, "If we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, it is now possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without them knowing it." He called it the engineering of consent.
and proposed that those who
manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country.
It was Bernays who introduced the corporate giants to crowd psychology methods and polished techniques to manipulate society. He convinced the population to buy on impulse things they didn't even need by linking mass-produced goods to their own unconscious desires. The tobacco industry hired Bernays to persuade women to take up smoking, and the Alcoa Aluminum Company asked him to drive the campaign for the national fluoridation of our water supply. A consumerist culture was born, and the U.S. government took notice. In addition to famous corporate giants, Bernays also began working for the federal government. They adopted his technique of manufacturing ever-present dangers and then maintaining a constant state of fear to give those in power greater control of what Bernays called the mass mind.
Edward Bernays, who's the father of modern advertising and propaganda, he literally wrote the book Propaganda. Joseph Goebbels, on record, the Nazi propaganda minister, used a lot of his information and twisted it to his own designs. Bernays was the chief psychological warfare expert for more than 20 years, advising the Department of War. He advised them to call it defense. Don't be honest anymore. Call it the Department of Defense because you're actually going to run giant imperial slaughter operations.
Thanks for joining us. This concludes the Sunday transmission.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.